Erevin Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel 9:3. Our Mishnah here is going to consider the question of what happens if on Shabbos a Rishus HaYachid in which you were permitted to carry gets damaged to one of its mechitzas, its partitions, in such a way that under normal circumstances one would not be able to carry in such a Rishus HaYachid without repairing the damage that was done to that particular partition of that Rishus HaYachid. So we've seen a number of times in the Masechta the principle of hol v'hutra hutra, which means since you were allowed to carry in that place, let's say the chatzer, at the beginning of Shabbos, so then you can continue to carry in the chatzer throughout the whole of Shabbos. We've seen that before. And the question is, does that principle also apply when damage is done to the mechitzas, which define the particular Rishus HaYachid in which you want to carry? So, if you recall back to the very beginning of the Masechta in the first chapter, we talked about how when you're going to make certain adjustments in these living spaces in which you have some joint usage, like a chatzer, a mavoi, we differentiated between the architectural adjustments and what I call the residential adjustments. The architectural adjustments were making sure the partitions or reminders were in place, such as the lechi and the korah or the pas, whatever it was, to remind you that this is indeed a Rishus HaYachid, and beyond this line is no longer a place where you can carry. Those are the architectural considerations. Then we also had the residential considerations, as I call them, which is the sort of the Eruv or the Shituf, where we at least symbolically say everyone lives together in a single consortium, and we do that by aggregating some foodstuffs, as you recall, bread in the case of a chatzer, and we'd say home is where the bread is, and if you put the bread in one person's house, it's as if we all live in that house, we're all guests of that house, and therefore we all are like one consortium and can carry throughout the chatzer. Now, for sure, everyone agrees the principle of hol v'hutra hutra, once you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, you can carry throughout the whole of Shabbos, applies to the Erev component, meaning the food component. Because obviously, because if you, at the beginning of Shabbos, have the basket with the bread inside, and by the end of Shabbos, or middle of Shabbos, you've consumed all the bread, you still can carry in that chatzer throughout the whole of Shabbos, even though there's no bread left. The reason why is straightforward enough, which is, at going into Shabbos, we were a single consortium, and therefore, that's true even when the bread is gone. When we started Shabbos, we're considered to be one consortium that stays that way. The question is if we can apply the same principle of hol v'hutra hutra to the architectural considerations. In other words, there's damage onto the wall now in a way that you haven't got the partitions up as they need to be. So do we say since you could carry at the beginning of Shabbos, you can continue to carry throughout the rest of the same Shabbos? Now, to really understand the Mishnah properly, you have to recall that we made a differentiation when it came to holes in walls and breaches between a Pesach and a Pirtza. A Pesach is an entranceway, an egress, like a portal. A Pirtza was a breach in the wall. And we said that since it's always the case that in any Rishus HaYachid, in any Chatzer, in any home, in any Mavui, you're going to have some access point where you can go in and go out, that's inevitable. So there's always going to be a portal, an entranceway. So we said, listen, if the entranceway is the kind of entranceway people would use anyways, so then, let's say if it's less than 10 almost across, and the majority of the walls are up, there are a number of different possibilities, and the Tzuras HaPesach, whatever it is, the point is, if it's the kind of thing which resembles a Pesach, an entranceway, so then that's fine, it doesn't undermine the integrity of your partition. But a Pirtza, a breach in the wall, which let's say is a 10 amma wide hole in the wall, for example, you can't say that's considered to be a Pesach, an entranceway, because people don't make entranceways into their homes, their chatzeros, or their mavaos that are 10 amos or larger across. Okay, at which point we say that undermines the integrity of the wall, and the wall that doesn't count as a partition, now you can't count that as a walled in area until you reduce the size of the breach. Okay, in our mission here, we're going to consider what happens if you lose a wall or a partition in such a way that you now no longer have legal mechitzas. And the simplest way that could be, although it's not explicit in our Mishnah as that's a particular case, would be if, let's say, you have a house and a big hole, one of the walls collapse in part, and you now have a gaping hole in one of your walls, which would be 10 amos across or more. In such a case, we say, listen, you now no longer have a wall on that side, you have a pirtza, a breach, and you've lost your mechitza, and now the question would become, can you still continue to carry throughout the rest of Shabbos or not? The exact same question will be, and this is now, yes, the explicit case of our Mishnah, what happens if a corner of your house, in other words, a bit of the wall and on where the two walls meet at right angles, if that section falls away. So you've lost a bit of, let's say, your northern wall and of your eastern wall together. The corner fell off. Now, since normal people do not make points of entrance and exit of their homes or their chatzeros, in the corner of a wall, you just don't do that. It doesn't make architectural sense. That's not how things are done. So therefore, we would always consider if there's a corner broken off and there's like two walls are implicated in such a way. So then we consider that to be a breach, a pirtza, and not a pesach, not an entranceway, even if the actual span of that breach is less than 10 amos across. As a side point, yes, if it were less than 3 tefachim, then we would say it doesn't matter because of lavud, it's still connected. But anything bigger than that, now we are going to have a breach. And the question is, now that your mechitza, your partition, has been breached, may you carry inside that home or that chatzer, etc., while for the rest of that Shabbos or not? So that's the question. We'll see it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you may carry throughout the rest of Shabbos, since you started Shabbos in a way you could carry. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you may not. And the halach is going to be like Rabbi Yossi, that you actually have to be strict, and you may not carry in a place where you've lost like a corner of the wall, or you've lost like, 10 amos across of wall, because we don't say the principle of hol v'hutra hutra with regard to the mechitzas, we only say it with regard to the eruv. The food component, the residential component and adjustment, not the architectural adjustment. Okay, so that's the Mishnah in a nutshell. Here, let's see the details inside. The Mishnah says, Chatzer shenifritza l'rishus harabim, mishtei ruchoseha. If you have a courtyard which is surrounded by a wall, and the wall now crumbles, it collapses, and it has a pirtza, it has a breach in the wall, providing access directly to the rishus harabim, on two of its sides. And we say two of its sides, we don't mean two holes again, we don't mean two breaches, we mean a single breach that implicates two sides, meaning on the corner where the two sides of the walls meet together. Now, since that's not the way people do normally make entrances into their chatzero, so now this is a pirtza, which would totally undermine the status of the chatzer for next Shabbos, for sure. The question is, may still carry in the chatzer for the rest of this Shabbos, since this is happening on Shabbos. As a side point, many or maybe most of yourselves don't have the words Rishus HaRabim. It just would read Chatzer Shenifritza, a Chatzer that got a breach in it, Mishtei Ruchoseh, on two of its sides. So the question is, can you carry? V'chein, and similarly, the question would apply a bias if you have a house, a home, which has four walls, let's say, Shenifritz Mishtei Ruchosav, that breaks on the corner of the house, so that, again, two of the walls where they meet are breached. Can you carry in such a place? Now, on this point, so there's an important side point here. The Gemara speaks out how we say, or we wants to know why we don't say the principle of pi tikra yored v'sosam. Why don't we say that, since you still have if you have a roof? So why wouldn't you say then that the principle of pi tikra, the edge of the roof is yored, it goes down v'sosam and close off, that the edge of the roof on either side still functions as a legal partition that would make the home one which one could carry. And that is normally true. If you have a home that's open, let's say you have just three walls in your house and a roof on top of that, everything beneath the roof is all rishus yachid. It's not a problem. So the question is, why wouldn't that be the case over here? So the way that the Bar Tanur learns it, like Tosfos, is we're talking about a scenario where not just the corner of your house where the two walls are crumbled and fell away, but also the roof above that area also fell away. And that being the case, you, of course, can't say Pitikra Yod Versosem because there's no roof overhead anymore to seal things off. That's the Bar Tanur and Tosfos learn. Rashi learns a little differently. Rashi learns, and it's kind of interesting, because the words that the Gemara says are V'kruyo Bal Achson. It describes the case as the roof is at an angle. So then, the Lek LeMeimar Pitikra Yod Versosem, you can't say this principle, it can't apply the principle of the edge of the roof goes down and seals off. So the way Rashi understands the word that the roof is at an angle, he understands not that it's been chopped off. This flat roof has been chopped off in a way that now the corner of the roof is no longer covering where the walls used to be, but rather that the roof itself is an angled roof. It's like a slanty roof, the kind of roofs that I guess were not typical necessarily in the Mishnaic periods in Eretz Yisrael, above all, with that flat roofs, but of course we are familiar with slanted roofs if you live where there's snow, etc., of course. So a slanted roof, Rashi speaks out, you don't have the principle of pitikur yod v'sosam. It has to be a flat roof to employ that principle. And that's Rashi's understanding. La halacha, both are true, meaning if there's no roof at all, of course you don't say pitikur yod v'sosam. And similarly, if the roof is on a slant, you also wouldn't be able to say it. Okay, so the question is, may you carry in that chatzer or that home? And similarly, the third possibility is, the third question with the same kind of scenario is, v'chein mavui, you have a mavui, the alleyway, that provides access to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And how do you allow one to carry in a mavui, remember? You have a mavui that's open just on one side, and on that far side that gives access to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you put either the lechi or the korah, the post or the crossbeam on top. So what happens if, during the middle of Shabbos, you have a mavui shed nitlu karosav o lechayav. The korah, even though it's plural, it means just a single korah is required. The one crossbeam has been removed, or the one lechi, the one post on the side of the entrance to the mavui has been removed. So now you can't carry there. In normal circumstances, the question is, can you carry for the rest of that Shabbos? And Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda says, mutarin ba'oso Shabbos, yes you may. On that Shabbos, where the wall fell down to your chatzer, or to your home, or the Korah Lech was removed from your Mavui, even though that's no good for future Shabbos, is this Shabbos, since Hol V'Hutra Hutra, since we started out in a way that's permitted the rest of Shabbos, this Shabbos you can carry. V'asurin la'asid lavo divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, future Shabboses, not, the word literally mean it's forbidden forever. What it means is, this Shabbos is permitted to carry, since we started Shabbos in an okay fashion. But subsequent Shabbosos, you will not be able to carry in such an area until you rectify the breach in the wall, or we put up the korah, the lechi, etc., because it's no longer accessible and acceptable in future Shabbosos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Omer disagrees. He says, listen, Ibn Mutarin La'oso Shabbos, if you tell me it's okay on this Shabbos to carry in such a home or such a chatzer or such a mavui, then Mutarim La'asad Lavo. It should, if it's Mutar now, it should be Mutar forever. Vima Surin La'asad Lavo, and if you're going to tell me next Shabbos you can't carry in such a place, so then Asurin La'oso Shabbos, you can't carry in this Shabbos either. Rabbi Yossi, in other words, is saying, you don't have the principle of Hol V'Hutra Hutra. Just because you could carry in the Shabbos in the beginning of Shabbos, you can't necessarily carry in the middle of Shabbos because you've lost your status as a properly fenced off Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the fact that you set up an Eruv with the food doesn't make a difference. You need the architectural adjustments, which no longer are intact. And the halacha is, like I said, like Rabbi Yossi, that one cannot carry any more in that Shabbos at all. So that's certainly relevant if you have a mavui. Let's say if in the middle of Shabbos someone took off the korah or the lechi, or if it fell down and blew off, whatever the story is, so then no one can carry in the mavui from their homes into the mavui for the whole rest of Shabbos until the korah or lechi is repaired, and same goes for your home or for your chatzer.